I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and welcome back to my podcast. It's been a while. It has. So happy new year to everybody, and I'm so glad to be back and chatting with you about company culture and attitudes within our employees. And I had a really interesting experience recently, and I just want to share it with you because I think it's something that all of us have had to deal with on one level. Either it was us feeling this way or somebody else impacting us this way. I was getting a coffee at a local coffee shop, right? Just a small little coffee shop. And not a big chain, but I walk in there and I'm getting coffee and I have a tendency to start conversations with people. And it was a Monday. And everybody knows that there's two types of people, right, on Mondays. People that like attack the week and are ready to go, and other people on Monday that are just dragging themselves away from the weekend to go make some money. But anyway, I started talking this conversation while I was waiting for my coffee. And this person, right, and we'll call them Frank because I don't remember their name. We'll just call them Frank. So I'm sitting there talking to Frank. I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, I'm okay. I was like, well, how's your day going so far? I mean, it's the start of the week, right? I'm definitely one of those people that says, hey, the new week's here. Let's go after it. Apparently, Frank is not one of those people, right? He was not excited about a new week starting. He wasn't excited about Monday. Obviously, his weekends are so much fun that he can't stand the week. That's what it seemed like. But I started talking to this guy. I was like, so Frank, tell me about yourself. What are you doing? Where are you headed? Are you headed to work or what? And a big part of the conversation centered around him talking about how terrible his work is. He's like, man, it's every time I go into the office, it's just one thing after another. People are always trying to get in my way and stop me from being productive. And it's just so annoying. And I know the second I get in there, I'm going to have to deal with a bunch of other people's problems. And I just don't like it. I was like, why don't you like your job? He's like, well, they just don't pay me enough. And I just don't think I have recognition. And he had this entire sense. And the best word for it is indignation. He had this sense of indignation. Do you know those types of people? Like, if you start talking to them and they just want to talk about how something or somebody has wronged them and they're like a victim, it's that victim mentality we all see. And it's not only is it annoying to me as just somebody who wandered into Frank's life, right? It's going to be annoying for everybody that has to deal with Frank all the time. Right? And this particular guy, he seemed like a nice enough guy at first, but then all he wanted to talk about is how he hated Mondays, right? Or how, you know, this week is going to drone on. Luckily, you know, it's just a few days before the weekend. And he was even talking about, hey, it's soon it'll be spring break, and so that'll be nice. I'll kind of get a break from everything. But if he hates his job this much, why is he doing it, for one thing? Second thing, if he's talking about how much he hates his job, it's just going to keep it in the forefront of his mind. If he chooses to say, hey, I don't like what I'm doing, and he says it all the time, I mean, whether he does or doesn't, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it made me think, like, his entire emotional commitment to being indignant, right, to feeling like they have this hatred because he's been treated unfairly or life's just not perfect for him is so ridiculous. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today. And I guess this is what kind of propelled me into coming back to the podcast, to talk about how determination is so much better than indignation. Having a goal, something that you're going after, something that you're approaching for the week, is so much better than approaching the week with angst and anger and despondence, which is what it was written all over Frank's face. Yeah, he's waiting for his, you know, low-fat mocha whatever. He's about to get a coffee, but all he is thinking about is how his week's going to be terrible. Well, if you're thinking about how something's going to be bad, guess what? I bet it's going to be bad. Even if good things happen, you're going to be looking for the other shoe to drop. You're going to be looking for some sort of problem. So don't be like Frank, okay? And I wanted to grab him by the shirt and just be like, quit being so negative. You're the one that's keeping yourself there. See, nobody else makes us negative, really. We allow them to, right? It's really on us. And it had me start thinking a little bit more about pop culture day. And I really think that we've all been conditioned by pop culture, right? To think that our 9-to-5 jobs are never going to be exciting and it's going to be boring, right? People talk about how they proudly say there's cat posters in people's offices that say, I hate Mondays. You hate a day of the week. You don't hate Mondays, right? You hate what you feel you have to do on Mondays. Or you don't like the feeling on Monday. Not only that, I think was in the movie Office Space, talked about, oh, it looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Like somebody is just is negative or sad or depressed on a Monday. Think about this. TGI Friday. Or thank goodness it's Friday. TGIF? Like that's a whole thing about how I hate my week so much I can't wait to get to Friday. That's ridiculous. There's a restaurant chain named after it. Hump Day. Like, oh, it's downhill. Thank goodness the first part of the week's over. Why? Why do you look at your week with such contempt? It's ridiculous. And I think we all run into people like this in our lives, right? And in our offices, in our day-to-day, we run into people that would rather complain about the week than take the initiative and be determined about what they're trying to accomplish that week. And so I wanted to do a friggin' podcast episode about how people need to stop hating Mondays, right? They need to stop living, right, with indignation and start living with determination. And so here's what you can do, right? If you want to be determined instead of indignant in your week, it's because it's not cool to hate your job anymore, all right? It's not cool to complain about Mondays being difficult. Everybody has a Monday in their week. It's just part of the week, right? Why don't we pick another arbitrary day to hate, like Thursday? See, nobody hates Thursday. Nobody hates Thursdays. Why? It's just another day, just like Monday, but people have chosen Monday because they hate their job or they hate their life or they feel they're not accomplishing anything. Well, I have news for you. You get to change something. You do. It's nobody else's responsibility. It's nobody else's duty. You get to make some sort of a change. And so here it is. Here's my four quick tips so you can be more determined, okay? And like, I don't know. I know I'm on a rant this morning. I'm speaking very quickly, but I feel like I have a lot like bottled up because I haven't spoken to you on my podcast in a while. And so I just want to, once again, welcome you back and here are some tips so you can be more determined and less indignant in your life. You ready? First, set your goals for the week. When you get into the office, set your goals for the week. Too often we get into the office and we kind of stumble through the first day, right? Monday's kind of lost to dealing with junk that we didn't deal with at the end of last week. Tuesday's about kind of regrouping. And Wednesday we start picking up steam. But then Thursday we ease off the gas because it's almost Friday. So here's what I want you to do. Monday, first thing, figure out what you need to do that week, right? List five tasks you have to accomplish for that week. These are the five things I'm going to focus on. The cool thing is when you know what you need to focus on for the week, it allows you to say no to the distractions. The other things that you don't need to deal with. I need to call these people. I need to set a meeting with this individual. I need to send out these, you know, mailers, whatever it might be, whatever your job is, figure out the five things that week that are going to move you towards your goals for that week, what you have to accomplish, all right? Second thing, list three things you accomplished the week before that you didn't, that you actually did well. What are three things that you accomplished last week? I know it sounds crazy to like focus on the previous week. No, I have too much to do ahead of me. No. The reason you do this is because then if you realize, look, I've accomplished some stuff last week, it makes everything that's ahead of you this week seem a lot more attainable, right? When you reach one goal, it's a lot easier to set another goal and to believe that you can reach it. So do that. It's a simple thing. Just write down three things that you did last week that you accomplished, that you finished, that you got completed, all right? I'll give you an example. Something I did last week that I mailed out. I have a new marketing campaign that I'm mailing out to a lot of CHROs, and I'm really excited. So my goal was to send out 10 of those things. That was one of the goals that I had that week. So today, it's Monday. I went into the office, and guess what? I mailed those out last week. That's something that I accomplished. I'm going to mail out more this week too. But I accomplished that, right? It's one of the things that I had to accomplish last week. And so I have this list of stuff that I've done, right? This victory log of things that I did the previous week. And it makes me realize that, hey, I got stuff to do this week too, but it's all right. I got stuff done last week. It means I can attain the stuff that I want to do this week. You get it? Okay, cool. Third thing, and this is hard for everybody, right? Because we all have things being pulling us in a million different directions, but start your day from a place of strength. And I don't mean like go work out, though. If that's part of your routine, feel free to do that. But I mean, what do you enjoy doing? What's something you're good at in your role, right? Tasks, responsibilities, functions in your role that you have to do, that you're good at, all right? And if you start from there, the reason I like people to start from there is because now you're starting off your day, your week, your work week on Monday on the right foot. Too often, I think we get into the office and we're like, oh, I better check these emails or I better check these messages or I need to run through this or I need to check these numbers. And we dive into the tasks that aren't fun, that seem monotonous. And then it just sets that tone for either the rest of the day or the rest of the week. We're just like, ugh, just dragging ourselves through it. And so the last thing I want you to do is start your day from something boring or dull and mundane. I want you to do something that you are good at and that excites you, right? Like, I'm really good at X, Y, and Z, so start Monday morning with X, Y, and Z. It's that simple. It really is. And so I love talking on the phone, right? If I get somebody on the phone, I love to have a conversation with people. As you can tell, I love to speak anyway. And so if anytime I can set an early morning call, I know it's going to set the tone for the rest of my week, right? If I can get on the phone Monday morning, be like, hey, guess what? And start having these conversations. That's something I enjoy doing. And it sets me up for success. That way the things that are boring later don't seem that like that big of a deal. But if we start our day from having to like weed through emails or having to deal with that one annoying coworker, like that's not a good way to start your week, right? That's literally starting your week off on the wrong foot. So don't do that, right? Find what you're good at, the strength that you have within your role, and focus on that for the beginning of the day. It sets the tone for the rest of the week. Everything else will seem easy. All right, next thing, make somebody else's day better. Excuse me. I know it's easier said than done, but you should try to make somebody else's day better, right? It's easy to focus on ourselves, right? And be like, what's wrong with my day? Or I was sitting in traffic, or I was had to deal with this. Somebody took my parking spot, whatever. It's crazy how important it is to be cognizant of other people. The second I do something good for somebody else, or I make somebody else smile, it puts me in a better mood. Have you noticed that? Anytime, that's why people love philanthropy, right? Because if you do something good for some other people, it makes you feel good, which is almost selfish, but it's good because you're still doing, I guess, some sort of philanthropic effort. Do something early in the day, right? On Monday, to make somebody else's day better, right? Whether it's buy somebody a cup of coffee or tell somebody they're looking good that day, or hey, I saw that project you put together. It was spot on. Great job. Whatever it is, do some sort of encouragement to somebody else early on in the day, and then you'll feel better about it. You'll feel better about the day. All of a sudden, Mondays don't suck because Monday's the day I get to go be nice to somebody else. Try that. I know what you're thinking. Like, okay, Josh, this is great in some sort of a vacuum, but it doesn't work in the real world. It doesn't work in the real business world. It absolutely does. It absolutely does. I mean, I spent 12 years in corporate America wandering in the halls of organizations trying to make people happier anyway. Even though that wasn't official in my role, that's what I was doing anyway. It does work. You can do it. Right? People may think you're a little bit off because you're positive, and that's such a rare thing. But you'll be more successful because of it. So determination is more important than indignation. All right? It's more important than indignation. So I'm going to shut this off earlier today because I spoke very quickly. But I just want to thank y'all for being here at my podcast. Once again, it really is a lot of fun. If you have a question or if you want to send something in, shoot an email to info@joshuamevans.com. Or hit me up on any social media at EnthusiasticU, and I'm happy to reply and start a conversation. Anyway, y'all have a great day. Stay awesome. Stay engaged. And you know what? Start loving what you're doing. Bye.